coming up for me.
I'm here with Bella Osborne on at a romantic novelist sort of get-together, summer gathering. You're having a pink drink. It looks perfect.
Absolutely. It's romance. It's all pink. It's all good.
Exactly. Now, you've just won an award.
No, I'm afraid I didn't, but I was shortlisted for the Joan Hessian. I was also earlier this year shortlisted for the Romantic Novel of the Year in the Contemporary category, so I've had a really lucky year so far.
So tell us about your books, what you write and what, you know, how can you describe one?
I can. So I had one published last year, which is called It Started at Sunset Cottage. And it's kind of a romantic comedy with a little bit of an edge. My second book is out in 3 weeks' time, and it's called A Family Holiday. And it's kind of the same sort of thing. It's a good beach read, I'd say.
Okay, tell us the edge, because you look a bit more edgy than most people. You've got a leather jacket on, you know. You've got purple.
I love that you said that.
You've got mauve nail polish on your toes, and you've got a pendant with writer written on it. So tell us the edginess. Tell us a bit of grit that you do then to make them a bit more less saccharine.
Okay, well, I always think that there's funny moments in life, whatever life throws at you, and it tends to throw all sorts of rubbish your way. So even when those darker moments come up, there's usually a humorous side in there somewhere. So in my first novel, there's a really nasty ex that, you know, keeps coming around like a bad smell, and it gives that little bit something else, I think, to the novel. And again, in my second book, there's a threat of children going into care. So again, there's something that's not that usual nice thing that you find in a romance.
But it's real life, isn't
Absolutely.
It? So people actually can, you know, because people have got fears, and it's actually quite nice to safely read about your fears, isn't it?
I hope so. It is about not being saccharine and about putting a bit of real life in there, and hopefully these people appear to be as real as they possibly can be. So
now tell me about your journey to becoming a professional writer.
Well, it's one of those strange ones, really, because I never expected to be here doing this. It's a wonderful thing to be doing, but people like me don't end up being writers. So I've got a serious job in project management, and that's what I do. But I had a wonderful life coach join our team, and she coached some of my team, and she said, I'll give you some tips so you can carry on when they've gone. She said, I'll do a session with you. And I very smugly said, well, there's nothing I want to change about my life. My life's lovely. And she said, no, I'll do a session. And she hit on the fact that I'd stopped writing since my daughter had come along. And she said, look how motivated, look how you are when you talk about writing. You should be writing. So she called it coaching, I call it bullying. She bullied me into writing and saying, right, so when are you going to finish a novel? Well, I've not written the whole novel. Do it. What organisations could you join? And I joined the RNA, and it's been absolutely brilliant and so supportive. And through the RNA, I've met my editor and my agent. And
you can't get better than that.
You can't.
So how does one join the RNA? Do you have to have a book already? What's the kind of process?
So for me, I came in through the New Writers Scheme, which I can't recommend enough. So if you're a new writer out there, somebody who wants to get there in the end or is trying to write their first novel, look up the New Writers Scheme on the Romantic Novelists Association website. You can join. There's an opportunity once a year to join. I think it's on the 2nd of January. They only take 250 people, so you have to be there at lunchtime and press the button to get it in. It's first come, first served. And you get an opportunity for your manuscript to be read by either a professional in the industry, either another author or a publisher or an editor, somebody that knows about it. And they'll give you amazing feedback to help you make that better. And you know, and if they really like it, then maybe they'll recommend it to somebody they know. Or even if they don't, you've still got that to go away and work on to either make it better or to go to the publisher and say, look, this is what my reader thought of my novel. And it has an awful lot of weight behind it. It's come from the RNA.
It's brilliant.
It is. It introduces you. They have parties as well, which is wonderful. You know, lots of pink fizz. But that's lovely because you get to meet people and there's no hierarchy here. Everybody chats to you, regardless of whether you're published or not. It doesn't matter. People are interested in you as a writer and a person. It doesn't matter whether you've had one book out or no books out.
Do you think it's something to do with being women?
I don't know. The noise level definitely is. It's quite phenomenal when it stops.
But the support thing, you know, it's not competitive, it's supportive.
It could be, and I don't know why it isn't competitive. Maybe it's because nobody can write the same book. I mean, I go to a writing class, we get the same prompt, and we all write something completely different. So maybe you can never write exactly the same book, so you're never really in direct competition. But it is, and everybody gets so excited when somebody does well. It's a lovely environment.
Now, I want to ask Bella about your personal life, because you say you've still got a full-time job, you've got a child, and you're writing books. How the hell do you do it?
It's called plate spinning. You just try and keep them all going at the same time. I work part-time, so that really helps. So I allocate days a week where I write, and I was lucky enough to be able to take a sabbatical from work to finish my novel, so that really helped.
They're behind you as well.
Yeah, they are. My boss is brilliant. They're all really supportive. My family's excellent, so they get it. They get
that. Thank God for the bully.
Well, her name's Leslie Elder. She's a life coach. Look her up. She's fantastic. She'll bully you in the nicest possible way.
Thank you, Bella, for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.